Today is February 22nd, 2026, and we have some exciting updates in the world of AMD GPUs that are sure to pique the interest of developers and ML engineers alike. We'll cover the latest performance event metrics for the upcoming AMD Zen 6 architecture, as well as a noteworthy fix for older AMD GPUs on Linux, thanks to the efforts of Valve's Timur Kristoff. Let's dive into the details. First up, let's talk about the AMD Zen 6 performance events and metrics that have just been merged into the Linux 7.0 kernel. This is a significant step forward as we gear up for the launch of AMD's next generation processors. The new performance monitoring features include vendor-specific event handling for both core and uncore events, which are essential for developers looking to optimize their applications on these upcoming chips. The newly merged code adds support for various performance counters, focusing on key metrics such as branch prediction, L1 and L2 cache activity, and translation lookaside buffer, TLB activity. For those unfamiliar, TLBs are crucial for speeding up memory access by storing recent translations of virtual memory addresses to physical memory addresses. This means that with Zen 6, developers will have a much clearer view of how their applications interact with the CPU's memory architecture. Additionally, the uncore events like Unified Memory Controller, UMC command activity are also included, which will help in profiling memory behavior more effectively. These enhancements are particularly useful for developers and system administrators who rely on Linux's perf functionality for profiling workloads on Zen 6 platforms. Moreover, there's a new tool introduced called perf sched stats, which allows for detailed record, report, diff workflows using scheduler statistic counters. This will be a game changer for those who need to analyze scheduling behavior in their applications, providing deeper insights into how tasks are managed by the CPU. While these updates may seem routine in the lead up to a new architecture launch, they are critical for ensuring that developers can fully leverage the capabilities of the Zen 6 processors right from day one. The full list of changes can be found in the Linux 7.0 pull request, and I encourage everyone to check it out for a comprehensive view of what's new. Now, shifting gears, let's discuss an exciting fix that's on the horizon for older AMD GPUs, particularly those found in older iMacs. Valve's Timur Kristoff has been hard at work enhancing the AMD GPU open source driver, and he has made significant strides in resolving long-standing issues that have plagued users of older Radeon GPUs, specifically the GCN 1.0 and 1.1 architectures. Since mid-2024, users have reported issues with the Radeon R9 M380 graphics processor when running Linux on older Intel-powered iMacs. The problems primarily stemmed from boot failures and kernel errors related to the Atom BIOS. Users found that the legacy Radeon driver worked without issues, but switching to the AMD GPU driver led to frustrating errors, such as the infamous UVD not responding message. After more than a year of investigation, Timur managed to replicate the problem by acquiring an older iMac and delving into the driver code. He discovered that the root cause was related to dynamic power management for memory clocks. Specifically, the AMD GPU driver was not correctly implementing the voltage dependency on the display clock, which meant that the default voltage levels were insufficient to drive the display controller effectively. To address this, Timur has developed a series of patches that disable the memory clock dynamic power management on problematic C-Islands GPUs and force the highest memory clock when DPM is disabled. This fix should significantly improve the compatibility and perform these older GPUs on Linux. This work is not only a testament to the commitment of developers like Timur in the open source community, but also highlights the importance of maintaining support for legacy hardware. It's great to see that decade-old iMacs with GCN 1.1 era GPUs may soon be able to run Linux smoothly with the AMD GPU driver, thanks to these efforts. As we wrap up today's discussion, it's clear that AMD continues to make strides in both new and legacy hardware support. The performance enhancements for Zen 6 are crucial for developers looking to push the boundaries of what's possible with AMD's upcoming processors. Meanwhile, the ongoing support for older GPUs ensures that a wider audience can benefit from Linux's capabilities. Looking ahead, it will be fascinating to see how these developments unfold. especially as we approach the launch of Zen 6 and the subsequent optimizations that developers will implement in their applications. As always, stay tuned for more updates on the AMD GPU Daily.